This is Jonathan Kraft with GreenJoyment.com, and I am super, super excited today because we have on the phone here today Kevin Gianni. If you're not familiar with Kevin Gianni, he is a health advocate, an author, he's an interviewer, he's a film consultant. He's doing like 20 different things at once. I mean, he's helped thousands of people from over 85 different countries learn more and improve their health through their programs and online seminars that they offer through their website and company, Renegade Health. Kevin is the founder and host of Renegade Health Show, which is one of the fastest growing internet health shows online and available just to anyone. He's also the creator and co-author of The Busy Person's Fitness Solution. I know he's got a new book out that I want to talk with him about a little bit. And basically, he creates optimal wellness systems that help busy people reach optimal health using just 3 to 4 hours of their precious time a week. He has his expertise in all kinds of areas, including exercise, energy techniques, nutrition, paradigm shifting, and stress relief. And so wanted to talk with you today, Kevin, because I think you just have some incredible knowledge that you can share with people in the Green Enjoyment community. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. I'm excited to be on this call. I'm excited to talk about some of the things that we're doing that kind of match, you know, what everyone out there is into, particularly green lifestyle, because we're doing some of that stuff here.
Well, and I know right now, I mean, you can probably take a few minutes maybe and talk about what you're doing right now. You're traveling around the country in an RV that runs on veggie fuel or basically waste grease from restaurants, right? I mean, why are you doing this, and kind of can you talk a little bit about what you're doing right now?
Why are we doing this? That's a funny question. Well, we had this crazy idea one day that we wanted to go around the country and speak and meet some of our fans. We did this Renegade Health Show on a regular basis, and we felt that we were missing kind of the human connection between us and our fan base. And so one day my wife and I were lying in bed and we said, you know, what are we going to do this year? And she said, you know, let's just get an RV and travel around the country. And I kind of said, well, you know, if you tell me that we're going to do that, then we're going to do it. And she's like, okay, and let's do it. And I said, all right, well, we'll figure out how to do it. And I didn't want to put such a huge carbon imprint, you know, on the planet driving around in a big RV, because literally RVs have, it's not miles per gallon in terms of gasoline. It's usually yards per gallon is what we like to say. And so we started looking around, and I started looking for a green RV. And literally the first thing I did was I went to Google and I started searching. And I typed in green RV, and literally every green RV in the United States came up for sale, but green meaning the color green. So I knew we had to kind of search in a different way. So we eventually found a big 36-foot RV that had already been converted into a veg fuel system, and we started, you know, we bought it, we drove it home, and started filling up with some veg fuel, and just kind of found that this was a pretty unique way to travel around the country, particularly this type of RV, since this is a big old motor coach. Not many people have their big motor coach running on straight veg fuel.
Well, and it's a beautiful RV. I mean, you guys came here through Colorado, and just beautiful. I mean, you wouldn't know it different from any other RV, just traveling down the road. It just looks really pretty. You could have, though, like one of those big green RVs, like literally painted green side. That's funny. I didn't know that.
Well, we have the previous owner actually also did a few other things to make it green. He painted the walls with, you know, with the non-VOC paint, and he also put in bamboo flooring. So we actually have wood bamboo flooring all the way up to our bedroom in the RV, which is pretty unique too.
Okay, so next time you come through Colorado, we're going to do a video tour of the RV and
show that to people.
That would be awesome. Cool. So,
yeah.
So really, the reason for this interview today, and a few different things, but I just wanted to benefit from your knowledge and benefit people that are in our community with that knowledge. So, you just came out with a book for smoothies, right? To help people actually live a more green lifestyle. One of the best ways for them is really to start their day with good nutrition. So, you've created this book with some of the best smoothies in the world. Can you talk a little bit about the process of that book being created, and maybe what makes it different than it just being like a recipe book of smoothies?
Yeah, well, this is kind of a book that I hold pretty close to my heart, because a friend of ours, Victoria Butenko, she's been in the health movement and in the raw food movement and in the you know, vegan diet movement for a very long time, and she came up with an idea that if you could introduce, you know, one green smoothie meaning you know, a whole bunch of fruit and a little bit of greens, you know, vegetable greens, leafy greens into your diet in the morning, first thing, and not change anything else in your diet, you can actually have some incredible health benefits. And she did some small studies with 30 or 40 people, and some of the things that these people benefited from were they improved their energy levels, they improved their sexual function, they improved a whole bunch of different things. Rashes started going away. All these incredible things started happening when they just changed one simple thing in their diet. Now, for those who are listening, you probably know the toll that a meat industry and a dairy industry and even in a conventional agriculture industry does on the environment. You know that we're creating a ton of greenhouse gases. We're creating a lot of use of water. We're spilling, you know, toxic chemicals and pesticides into our lakes, rivers, and streams. So, I mean, it becomes, you know, a really big challenge, you know, to kind of overcome when we think about the size and the monstrosity of this whole industry. So what we like to do is to say, you know, you can do this with your food too. So, you know, you can be an advocate for a green planet with your food as well. And what better way to do it by eating, you know, organic fruits and vegetables and doing it preferably locally grown by, your, you know, the local farmer from the farmer's market and then blending them up. So now you've got an opportunity to get some incredible nutrition. You can save the planet and you can get some, you know, some incredible health benefits from it too. And that's kind of what that's where it all started for us. And then what we decided to do was instead of just getting regular smoothie recipes, we decided to go to some of the experts. So experts like Victoria Butenko and some of the other natural health experts in the movement, because we're kind of deeply entrenched in that movement, we decided to go to them and ask for their favorite smoothie recipes. So not only was it just recipes that anyone just put together, it was recipes that experts are actually drinking. So, I mean, I would think that those would be a little bit more valuable than just any old smoothie recipe, because these are the ones that Dave kind of pinpointed as the ones that may be the most health-giving, maybe the ones that are the most tasty and delicious and all these incredible things from them. So that was the premise of the book, and we have over 165 recipes from all these different health experts. I believe there's about 17 contributors, including Anne-Marie, my wife, and I. And we've launched it 2 weeks ago, and it's just launched to some incredible success. And people are buzzing about it. We were just in an event, and we sold out of them here. So it's just been actually a really cool, and it's been a really helpful tool for people who really want to make health easy for themselves.
Well, and I've seen the book. I mean, I think it's great. I think, you know, one of the things that kind of makes it unique is sort of how it's organized. Could you talk about that just a bit?
Yeah, what we did was we broke it down into three different categories. One is just a fruit smoothie section. The other one is a green smoothie section. So if you can't stomach the idea of putting greens into your smoothie just yet, you know, you can get some incredible fruit smoothies. The green smoothie has a little bit more greens. You can get some chlorophyll, which is an incredible blood tonic. And then it's categorized into elixirs. So that's the third category. And elixirs are really kind of fun things that you can do, you know, just to kind of, you know, have a little bit of fun with your own health. I mean, you know, you can create some incredible concoctions for maybe some energy or some really unique kind of, you know, stimulant kind of boosting kind of stuff.
Well, and one of the things I saw in the stimulant boosting elixir section is just that there were some categories and terms and things in there. I'm like, what in the world is this? I've never even heard of stinging nettle. Like, I'd never heard of some of the stuff that was in there. So I thought it was kind of cool that you have a glossary of terms and you help to define things for people maybe they've never heard of before.
Well, yeah, I mean, we want to introduce people to new possibilities. And if you go to the grocery store and you look around, you know, you're going to find maybe four or five varieties of lettuce. Maybe you'll find two varieties of kale. You might find you know, one or two varieties of tomatoes, one variety of avocado, and there's a whole bunch more. And you know, I didn't even know this until I started really exploring my own health. And so what we did was there are some unique ingredients, but what we've done is one, we've defined them. Two, we've told you where you can get them. And three, we've given you replacements of things that you can find normally at your grocery store that you can add instead of those things in case you don't have the resources to get it. So it's not like one of these books where you're just like, well, I just don't have any ingredients, and you can find all the stuff. And if you can't find all the stuff, we've given you a replacement where you can just put in something different and give you a whole bunch of ideas to help you generate eventually your own recipes and really enjoy them with the family and enjoy them with friends.
That's fantastic. Well, like I said, I've seen the book. I think it's great. So who do you think would be the right person to own this book?
Well, it really kind of fits the mold of what you're talking about with Greenjoyment. I think that's the reason why we're doing this interview. It really, by putting, you know, fruits and vegetables into your blender and using that as your breakfast, you'll get plenty of different phytonutrients, you'll get plenty of antioxidants, you'll get plenty of protein. Leafy green vegetables do have a lot of protein, and not a lot of people know this. And you can get all this great power-packed energy as well as lighten the load on our global situation. So it's really great for people who are just conscious people. And that's kind of who we want to get this book in the hands of, because we know the conscious people will start doing it. So because they know the benefit of making a smoothie in the morning or the benefit of repairing the planet. And then what they do is that they can go on and then they can pass this information along to their family and friends. It may not be on the same wavelength, but eventually could be turned on to the possibility that maybe they too can be part of this kind of movement.
Well, and that's really, I think, what it's about across the board is a small group of people, and it's becoming a larger and larger group of people all the time, but a small group of people making changes that impact other people, and they go, oh, wow, that person's living a healthier life, or they're getting more results. Wow, that's cool. And people see that, and so it impacts them. And I think what you guys are doing, traveling around the country, impacting these groups of people all over the country, is just fantastic. So, you know, it's hugely motivational and inspirational to both Carrie and I know. It's just fun to see, and fun that you guys were able to, while you're on the road and traveling around and doing all this stuff, you launched this book, and it's going great, and just exciting. So I know, too, you've got another book that either just came out or is coming out called High Raw. Is that book out yet?
The book is out. It's basically the exploration of my last two or three years of interviewing over 200 experts in the health industry, particularly many of them in the raw food industry, people who are talking about eating fresh fruits and vegetables. And so what I did was I narrowed all the information down. You can imagine 200 interviews, that's almost 200 hours of information. I narrowed that down to five simple principles on how you can eat healthier, how you can start moving towards a more raw diet. So, and raw just means fresh fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds. And so it's not really that difficult, and that's kind of the approach that we take with it. And this book is actually available. Jonathan will give you the link, and you can check it out, and you know, we hope that you enjoyed it.
So you're like the Napoleon Hill of modern health and wellness.
I've modeled myself after some of the things Napoleon Hill does, absolutely.
Yeah, interviewing the top people and finding out what they do and then breaking that down into simple things that anybody can do.
Absolutely.
That's really fantastic. Well, yeah, I mean, we'll definitely post some links here on Greenjoyment for people to be able to access both books, because I just think, I mean, either one of these or both of these are hugely beneficial if people start taking these steps of, you know, eating a little more organic and eating food that doesn't require as much water or requires water in a more natural way than, you know, thousands of cows running around in a field all the time, or not running around in a field and sitting in stockyards. So just really impressed with what you guys are doing, and I really appreciate you taking the time to spend some time with our audience today. Do you have any other kind of closing thoughts or anything you'd like people to know about what you guys are doing or anything like that?
Hey, we're traveling around the country. If you can check out our website and you can come and you can see if we're going to be in your town or in your area, and we'd love to see you and meet you and you know, chat about what we're doing. We're real open about it, and we'd love to meet our fans. So please check our calendar and maybe come meet us.
Perfect. We'll post a link to that as well. And Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time today. And again, we'll post links below the interview here for people to get access to all of your great information online.
All right. Thank you.
Awesome. This has been an audio interview with Greenjoyment.com. You can find us on the internet at www.greenjoyment.com. That's Greenjoyment.com. And thank you for taking the time to listen to this interview today.